At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Whiskeyed and Uncensored. My name is Eddie Lopez, and I'm going to be the host of this debauchery. Today, we bring back the crew that does not follow international laws when on radio stations. These fuckers cannot follow laws, rules. But anyways, I got the guys from the Daily BM minus one who is potentially on his deathbed, which is sad, but unfortunately, Eric is not going to be with us today. So I have Mike and Brad with me. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
What's up, man?
Dicks and pussies. Dicks and pussies.
Yeah. We love talking about dicks and vaginas. Dicks and vaginas.
He said dicks and pussies.
Yeah. I was trying to keep it clean for Eddie's show, but no, you know, whatever.
He literally said fuck.
Like, let's say, when is my show clean? Fuck, so.
Did he say fuck?
Yes, he did.
Well, let me start off this show with real something that's a tradition. Fuck you, Mike.
Well, there you go.
I'm out.
When you guys did that overseas episode, and it was going well. It was kind of hard because it seemed like he had you guys on a weird echo like deal. But listening to when Eric just busted out, I was like, oh, these guys are going to get fined somehow. I said, it's the wrong thing to bring some Polk County guys to go on an overseas network and just bust out with the B word.
Eddie, you don't understand. For like 2 weeks prior to the show, like the minute Brad found out we're going to be live on the air, Eric was coaching us daily on what we can and can't do on the air.
And like, yet he's the one that fucked
nonstop.
Up.
Like, it was nauseating. Like, he had me so intimidated going on the air. Like, I was like, I don't know what I can say. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do.
I'm surprised you guys didn't try to put a muzzle on Brad then at that point. You know?
I was literally sitting there going like this the whole time in my head. Don't say the word
fuck. Don't say the word.
Don't say the word fuck. Don't say the word fuck. Don't say the word fuck. Fucking don't say fuck. I mean, it was going over and over again in my head. And Mike was just, I'm watching Mike because I knew he wouldn't slip up. So I was like, if I just follow his lead, I'll be okay.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? And he did really good. I thought I did pretty damn decent. And then
you have
lo
one.
And behold,
and then you have
the king
one.
Of radio. Yeah, just throws it under the bus. Oh, right, we love talking about dicks and cocks and pussies. I mean, I'm like, oh, no,
dicks and pussies. Dicks and pussies.
Dicks and
the
pussies.
The only man was all about dicks and pussies.
The poor Brit guy, whatever his name was. His response was like, yeah, that whole delay was like.
If you could have seen the video on that, my God, my jaw dropped and my eyes were like triple the size. I was like, oh no, he didn't.
But that's exactly what he looked like right there.
But he played it pretty.
Two more times.
He played it pretty calm. He's like, yeah, guys, we cannot say that over here.
Yes.
He probably was like, I'm getting fired after this. Yep, there goes, I'm getting fired.
You know, Eddie, though, the thing was like, if you've ever been to England at all, what they say in the bars is way worse than what we said on the air. The way they all talk to each other over there, like especially a bunch of drinking guys in the pubs.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll sit there and call you a stupid. I mean, fuck it. They'll say, you're a fucking cunt. I mean, they'll sit there and just call each other names left and right, man. They do not fucking care. I think that's why I got along with them so well. Because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I have yet to travel over to England. I do. It's on my bucket list, but I heard it is an expensive ass trip. I mean, maybe not for Mike, but you know, but for most of us, it's an expensive ass trip.
That bad?
Yeah. See, there you go. I don't think it's that bad.
I think it was. I think the exchange at the time when I went was like, I think I'm going to say it's $1.20 a I think is what it was. So for every dollar, it was like 20 to 25 cents more. So, I mean, you paid a little bit more, but
I guess I ain't too horribly bad. I've heard it was just a lot worse.
Well, now it's probably way worse. I would assume the pound is very strong. I don't know. Compared to the American dollar. Well, the pound, Mike's probably looking at the currency rate now, Mr. Analyst. I can see it in his face. I fucking knew it.
The pound is always strong.
It's 1 pound sterling is $1.25 US.
Okay, so it's still the same.
So it's $1.25.
Yep, still the same.
All right.
God, it's been 10 years too. Or yeah, 10 or
yeah. I need to make a trip out there. But I definitely need to go back to Oktoberfest out there in Munich. That's for sure. But
I want to go to Germany. I gotta get my dual citizenship set up.
That trip was a fantastic trip that I would love to. We were supposed to planning on doing it every 5 years, and that did not work out. So I don't know I don't know when I'm going to try to get back over there, but.
Pfaffenhagen.
Oh, dude, it was a great trip.
You said Pfaffenhagen.
Pfaffenhagen.
So let me ask.
I'm far from pooping.
Hey, I do want to say one thing, though. Yeah. You know, my old employer went to Germany, and he's been all over. He's been to, like, France, Germany, England, all of it, right? And he said Germany, by far, was his favorite country he's ever been.
It was a great time. I mean, I literally, the people were fantastic. They were the most friendliest people around. Or I'm not just sure if it's because maybe a lot of them were drunk, but they were friendly. The females were very open sexually to anything. They were very, very friendly. And they would talk to you about whatever. And
are you sure it was a woman?
It was a woman, yeah, from what I remember. Okay, yeah, it was a woman. Just making sure. I mean, that's one thing. I got to touchy-feely. I didn't get to mess around out there. I mean, I was, because, again, I was married at that point, so it was one of those, like, I'm being good over here, you know, but
right.
You know, they came bumping up on you and showing your titties and stuff, like, if I was on the single side right now, but... Yeah, but when my buddy's kid that we took out there, he did get to smash one of them out there. And I was like,
smash one of them, you
lucky bastard. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, the Bavarians are very, very open about sexuality over there. So,
yeah, it's not like the Protestant U.S.
No, hell no. Hell no. They are so open about their sexuality.
Mike's already on the airline website looking flight.
you want
Lufthansa? Anywhere from 1,800 to $3,000 to fly to Liverpool from Orlando.
God, round trip.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I think we flew for like $1,100
round trip. Did you fly into Liverpool?
No, you fly into London and you take a joining flight to Manchester and drive from Manchester.
Yeah, so that's
why it's so damn expensive.
The flights are the reason why I didn't go to Vegas this year, because round trip ticket was going to run me about $700, and I'm in Vegas almost every other year. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't. The most I've ever paid for it was about $300, and I usually go free Southwest flight points. And when I saw how many points that they were going to charge me, I had to look at the price. I'm like, yeah, hell with that. I'm not spending this much on points. So. It's gotten stupid. So who knows when we'll be able to fly again under $300. So anyway, so let me ask you guys something. First off, I need to go back to one of you guys' episode I was listening to. And there's a few of them I need to go back, because you guys do bring me up a lot on your damn show.
Hey, we like you.
When you guys had the conversation with the MMA fighter girl, and you guys brought up the pocket pussy, and the whole conversation of where you store it at. First off, the person who stores it in their toolbox, that's fucking kind of creepy. Like, are you that horny that you actually have to store your pocket pussy in your toolbox and then take it with you to a job potentially? Plus,
hold on, I'll be right back.
The unsanitariness of that one. Mine, it stays under my sink in my vanity in my master bedroom, so it stays away from it and it's clean. So, because I know you guys are asking,
store it under your sink,
under my sink. Yeah, it's, you know, where all my
other right there out in the open. What happens if you have family over? Yeah, they go into your master bathroom.
I'm not talking about.
Hey, let me get some toilet paper.
Nobody goes in my master bathroom. I mean, and plus my toilet paper is always stocked anyways before people come into the house, so I will never have that problem.
Oh, and they never get to go in there. They're chained to the bed. Can I use a bathroom, master? No, you can't.
He waits for him to go in, and then all of a sudden he like releases a gas in there. They all fall asleep on the fucking urinal.
You do not remember any of this.
They wake up with a gag ball. Gotcha.
Well, when I was just in St. Augustine, when I checked into over at Adam and Eve, we did look at some of the gag balls that were up there. But
wait, what?
Yeah, dude, we went to the
talk about that later.
Yeah, we went to the Adam and Eve store out there, and I just wanted to browse around and see what they had. And this one wasn't the best Adam and Eve store that I've been into, so it was very bland. It just had little things just hanging on the walls, and that was it. Like, okay.
Didn't taste good.
Yeah. So the only thing I ended up walking out there was with lube and stuff. So I was like, you know, you walk in here, you got to at least walk out with something. So I walked out with a big ass bottle of lube. I said, this will go good for Sally. And, you know, it's under the sink right now. So, but yeah, so I wanted to make sure that I made it clear that my shit does not go in a toolbox. It actually sits under the sink in my master bathroom. So. And that's where it stays until it's need to be used. So
that's exciting.
Now here's the funny thing. I did see the one that actually looks like a face or whatever that Brad sent me one time. Was it a photo or a meme where that you tagged me in? I did actually see that on the shelf and I was like, holy shit, this thing is real. I thought it was a complete fucking joke. I was like,
why didn't you buy it?
Nah, it was. It was really creepy. I'm not gonna lie. It was really creepy to see in person. I'm like, yeah, that's no, not happening.
Have you seen the one that's half fleshlight, half foot?
Yes, I saw that. I've seen not at the store, but I have seen too. That is weird. That is weird. That's almost like.
What a bag of foot.
I mean, that'd almost be like, in my mind, it's almost like having the fleshlight and then like one titty on the other end. So you can just be like cupping the titty while you're banging the fleshlight.
I mean, I guess that kind of would go with y'all's little double-headed female story that y'all were talking about the other day. One titty on each side.
What was that?
No, the two-headed girls, Abby and
the two-headed chicks.
Oh my god! Them. Yeah, the double problems.
I mean, I know you're giving a blowjob. The other one's along for the ride. I mean, that's just awkward. I mean, are you having a conversation with the one while the other one's giving you the blowjob? I don't know. Like, what do you do? Like, do you ignore her? Like, she's not in the room with you.
You could pet her. Good
or
girl.
You just like make weird eye contact.
So
I could just imagine the other one's like the entire time she's nagging her sister. You're doing it wrong, man. You're not doing it right. You're doing a terrible job.
I have to ask, Eddie.
Not how mother taught us.
Eddie, go ahead. I have to ask. Would you hit it?
I didn't see the photo. I don't know what they look like. So.
Well, let's just assume they're hot. Would you do it?
No, they're not.
Wait, stop. Like, I wasn't going to. I know that. I'm just saying.
If they were hot, yeah.
They're probably not.
You'd go for it, wouldn't you?
I would.
You'd
I would
go for it, wouldn't you? I know you would.
I would say, because it's an experience, you know, just to say. That's double the moans right there you get, you know? You get the echo effect.
You get one of each ear.
This is surround sound right here. who needs a 7.1?
You know, can you imagine if one's like deeper and the other one's like not so deep? Like, who do you listen to? You'd have to set some ground rules, like which head's in charge? Like, okay, which...
So,
who's the co-pilot?
So from what I understood, which when you guys were talking about it, was that they had control of half the body itself. So, I guess they had half the sensory. So does that mean if you were pulling on one hair, the other felt it as well? Like she would have that neck jerk reaction or, you know.
They didn't really go into detail. Like they didn't, like they did a whole TLC episode and they went over like nothing that was like the shit you want to know.
Yeah,
it was like, this is how we brush our teeth. Well, fuck, that's how I brush my teeth too. I mean, I just like watching a stereo.
I want to know how you wipe your ass. Do you guys just take turns with hands or?
I want, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't understand. It's like,
So who
is
plays
food
with
food allergies? Is there what? Like, is
so I mean, who plays
if,
with it?
If
though?
You're if you masturbate, is it incest? Like, I mean, I don't understand. Like,
I mean, if you block
who's
if,
fingers,
if you blind, hey. If you blind, if you blindfold one, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be incest because you just feel like it's another person. Wait. I guess.
Blindfold one. Yeah. See them one blindfolded and one not. Hey, you can't watch this.
I'm taking care of this for myself.
she's got headphones on, listening to music, doing her own thing on the side. So, she's in a chat room on the laptop. Hold on, man. So, why are you doing this all the time?
Wait, hold on. Let's back this up for a second. Who still talks in a chat room? Old Brad's ass old motherfucker. Well, like I said, chat, were you going back to AOL days? I mean, 53 white, I was, male, whatever, however they used to, you know, describe you, identify yourself as.
ASL. You did ASL. Yeah, that was the first thing out of people's mouths back in the AOL days.
ASL.
Tell me if you know what that stands for. ASL. A/S/L.
American sexual.
American sexual lingerie. That'd be something.
I don't know. What was ASL?
You
want to
give it a shot?
I forgot those things.
I forgot that. I don't know. I used to give it a shot.
Age, sex, language,
location.
Ah, Mikey got it. Location, age, sex, location. That's right.
How you
do. My mind was about to get real. My mind was on auto reload because I was thinking about if these chicks were in a porno and they were like doing a gangbang, like each head having one cock and then two of them DP in them, like that wild shenanigans right there. That would be
an interesting bukkake, that's for sure.
It would be an interesting what? That would be a foursome because you had two heads.
You could literally, they could literally service like six dicks at one time.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, one, yeah. Four.
Dude,
yeah. They're hands free too.
They are missing. They are missing a potential opportunity here.
So much.
They
money
went to what you said. They were on TLC. In. That's probably the worst one to go to. You might as well go to fucking Pornhub and really make that money. TLC ain't gonna pay you what Pornhub does.
I mean, I'm sure somebody will watch that.
Brad, of course
I'd have to watch it for scientific reasons.
He's going to subscribe to their OnlyFans.
he was hitting the subscribe button. That's why he said it.
Yep.
Would they charge you double since there's two of them?
You can buy one, get half off.
Shit.
You can go buy one, get one freeze on this bitch.
The BOGO.
I think what would be funny special. Is one of them like,
two heads for price of one.
Oh, you
amazing!
Know,
but one of them's like super outgoing, and the other one is like way conservative. Because that'd be funny as shit. No, we're not taking it off. Like, they'd be arguing every time. Like,
no, I'm not taking it off.
How far apart were their heads?
I'd never leave the house.
Oh, because I was trying.
Like,
to...
they were literally like, imagine like where my head's at. Like, if one was off to the right and the other one was off to the left, and there was just a tiny little gap in between them. And they're kind of like this spreading out. I mean, it looks like a Brussels sprout. Well,
and here's the reason why I was asking is because I for one love my roadhead, but sometimes you know you don't like driving.
I love roadhead.
So I'm thinking if I was in the passenger side, one could drive while the other head was doing the D. It wouldn't work. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, they weren't that far apart.
A roadhead wouldn't work. Roadhead would not work with two heads.
If one's giving you roadhead, the other one's sucking on the shifter. Like literally banging your head against the shifter. If one's giving you roadhead, the other one's knocking yourself out on the shifter. God damn it, stop bombing so much, this hurts.
Oh, I was thinking something purely the opposite.
But then again, not many cars are stick shift, so then maybe that shifter's out the way, you know? You won't have that problem.
I was thinking one could be on the below it, the other one could be on the shaft. Because what, you know,
I don't think they're that close though. Like I think they're. I don't think the mechanicals will be a problem.
Really?
Yeah. Now they could maybe turn like this, and then they could like have one lick your ass, and the other one like lick on your balls and your shaft, and have like this dual little friction thing going. Maybe.
Eddie right now is like googling two-headed mannequins. You know,
I that's the shit that I wanted to know. And then they got married to a guy. I was like, what made you decide to marry them? Like,
well, yeah. Dude, are you kidding? I mean, he probably wasn't the best looking guy. He probably was like, hey, this is what I can get. This is what
he
I
was
got.
Normal looking.
But you want him to be a midget?
Hey, it's real simple, guys. He gets double the chances. If one's not in the mood, the other one the might be.
Because yeah, you know, but bitches think about agree.
You know when they're double on the head. When they're on their rag or whatever. That's double the PMS yeah. too.
No means. What did their dentist say?
Hey, and you know how hard it is to get one woman to decide where the fuck to eat. Now you got two of them. Shit, fuck, it's getting fucking over there.
I don't want chilies.
Literally be ordering like DoorDash every night. Fuck you. It's getting delivered. Just shut up.
Yep. We're not
back in your corner.
Go to the dungeon.
No. Yeah. That's it. Cosplay. We're playing the two-headed dragon game again.
Yeah. I was going to say, you definitely win some Halloween costumes, man. Oh, parties, shit, yeah. man. You'd be hands down dressed up, like you said, Mike. Like you could be a dragon. You could be like a knight. Dragon.
You
know what I
mean? Yeah. Or you could be Zelda when it's slaying the dragon. It's fucked up. All right, let's get off these.
Put my dick between your heads.
Let's get off these women here. Man. I feel bad that we're ragging on these.
Why ragging on them? I'm mystified. They might be. I don't even know they're still alive. We might have to pay homage.
Two for one.
And you just went.
It's Robert paying homage.
Hey,
just showing respect.
I'll pull out though. Oh, Pocket Sally later, I guess, if they're dead. Yeah. So listen, what is... Yeah,
they're 33 and they're still alive.
Oh, so they're...
Oh, they're fifth grade teachers. Could you imagine that fucking scary trauma shit right there? Going walking in as a fifth grader?
Oh. And you know, kids are the most ruthless things. They will say anything. Oh, yeah, so, dude. Ooh, they have got to have some thick-ass skin for that one.
Oh, but, shit.
I was going to go over that.
Hey, this is an interesting Wikipedia fact, and then we can get off of them.
Okay.
So Abby is 5'10" and is taller and a bit longer legged than Brittany, who is 4'10", which makes it difficult for them to balance on a Segway.
So are they walking with
like that?
And he's gonna have so many comments about this shit because we're fucking with everybody. We don't like care.
That's the most important thing in their lives, and the most thing that makes them weird. They have difficulty time balancing on a Segway.
Wait, yeah, nothing else comes to mind but a Segway.
So do they have? I've got to assume then they're walking with a cane because they got a pimp walked in. If they got a shorter leg, you know, just.
I don't know, man. I've been so long since I watched it. I can't remember.
I'm just like, well, because you can't see my hips down here. Because who knows if I'm wearing fucking pants on right now or not. So I'm just.
Stay seated, please, sir.
Oh, this is some wild shit, though. So they use the word I when they agree on something. And if they disagree, they use their own names.
It's like a secret safe word.
Pineapple, oh, God, it just seems like too much work. I would have already broke up with them.
Are they still married?
Not before I slept.
I don't even know.
Because I right. just wanted it in this conquest belt.
Yeah. So.
Just a sexual
it's on the conquest.
There you go. Speaking of, we actually had, I actually had the straps on the bed not too long ago. And Sheena's kids happened to, they were in town. Because we had over Easter weekend, they were at the basketball tournament, and I totally forgot that the straps were on the bed. And she just said, "We need to take those off." I'm like, what? She goes, "The straps." Like, oh fuck! I said, "I guess I forget that they're in there because they're easily readily accessible for when I need them." Yeah. And she's like, "Yeah, I don't not need to have my kids see this." I'm like, "I mean, I get it, but you know how much of a pain that is to take on and off sometimes. It's just why it just stays there." So
at least somebody didn't like whip out like one of the 18-inch dongs or something, like use it like a baton. Come walking into the room, twirling it. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't have one of those. I actually got a 12-inch one, but I don't have the 18-inch one. It's not for me. Trust me.
I was gonna say, is it double sided? No, what are you guys doing?
It's one of the
kiki fucks.
It's one of the ones that you can stick on the wall and just, you know, do the thing. And it doesn't stick very well in my shower. That's all I can say.
Wait, what?
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Please tell me you're going to have somebody with you when you're doing that in the shower.
It is not at my house at this moment. It is left out of town. Okay. So that way someone else can use it for their pleasure.
Out of town. He just
likes to stick it on there so he can accidentally back into it.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Hey, wrong hole.
No.
Did I do that?
If you ever see one of these 12 to 10 inch dongs look like, you're like, yeah. Who is taking this? Who is fucking taking this?
I look at it all every day when I take a piss.
Wow. And here we go.
The water ain't that cold.
It's hanging on the bathroom wall for my wife. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Nice try to save there, buddy.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, can you get the toy, please? Because you're not cutting it.
Yeah, this isn't doing it.
All right, so
yeah, that's really like ridiculous, like the 12-inch cock, like seriously.
Oh yeah, and some girls are like, yeah, let me get that and all of that. I'm like, okay, you have fun with that shit. But yeah. We were actually there was a big black one out there in Adam and Eve, and Sheenan was like, I have questions. I'm like, do you don't want to know? So people can actually ride this. It's ridiculous.
I don't get it, because like literally you put that up to somebody's stomach and it like goes up to their throat.
Yeah, but then you got to think about it. There's babies that come out of that shit. So how wide are those fucking things? You know, well, that's wider than 12 inches.
Yeah, but you have 9 months for that shit to stretch out.
What is it like? In there at all. Like, does it slide out like in the seventh month? Come back up, go back down, go back up. I mean, it only comes out one time, bro.
What I'm saying is that you've got like that entire time for like everything to start expanding, like the hips start expanding.
Yeah, but even so, even when that happens, sometimes shit rips. There's a lot.
Shit rips. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Does this shit rip during sex if you're having a 12-inch just railing you like that?
Depends on the girth.
I couldn't fucking imagine. Yeah.
12 inches long, 1-inch round.
Yeah. Oh, that would be bad. I'm just imagining the
fucking like not blacking out trying to pump that shit up with blood.
Don't use Viagra, because that's going to fucking kill you right there. All the blood from your brain is gone.
And pass the fuck out.
Explains the head rushes.
You got an erection again. You passed out. We had a good time. You were out.
At least somebody will know, like, oh, he's hard because he's laid out. Yep. At least they know the symptoms. My God. Anyway, so today,
you're
listen.
You're ripping your pants, too, every time you get an erection. Like, that shit wouldn't be fun. Or you couldn't fucking walk. It'd be down to your knees.
What's the world record? The world record is 13 inches, 13 and a half inches, I believe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? Yeah. Longer than John Holmes?
I think the world record is 13 and a half inches. And it was a dude from, he's overseas.
No.
It's bigger?
18.9 inches is the world record.
Oh.
54-year-old Robert Cabrera.
Yeah, I knew it was a Spanish guy, right?
Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, the world's longest dick.
Hey, this is why. 18.9 inches. Hey, remember, Latin lovers came out for a reason, dog. I'm just saying. I ain't got 18.9 inches. Ooh,
that's goddamn near 2 feet.
I was thinking 13 was still the largest. When I said 13 was the largest, but good God, 18. Ooh, killing somebody with that shit. That's a fucking sword.
Biggest penis on record. Oh, he looks like he's an asshole, too.
Oh, of course. You walk around with a big dick, like, I am the big dick right here, bitch.
I got a huge call.
I can take your wife. And then you can try to deal with that after. So listen, I wanted to ask you guys. Well, first off, I got two things. What's the craziest thing you've done to try to get out of getting arrested?
Ooh.
Craziest thing I've done.
Or stupidest thing. Let's go either or. Okay.
Oh, to get out of being arrested?
Getting out of being arrested? Or have any of y'all been arrested? Or am I the only one?
No, Brad's been arrested.
Okay.
He's a convict.
Yeah, I figured Brad had probably been arrested.
And multiple times.
He's a felon.
Yeah.
I'm not a felon.
I never actually got arrested.
Okay, so. Brad, so what's the craziest, stupidest thing that you've done to try to get out
of getting arrested?
Of getting arrested, yeah.
I don't know if I would consider it like crazy. I've been in crazy ones where, okay, I got one story. I've told this on our show before. So I had this buddy and we were at this party. It was a little cold out and I won't do the whole Eddie or not Eddie, but Eric long ass story. But anyway, in a nutshell, we were at this party. Two cops were there. Two cops were there. They were up on this hill, but this house was on a hill. And my buddy drove one of those old Jeep Cherokees with the big ass fucking side mirrors on either side.
Yep.
If you know what I'm talking about, yep. Back in the freaking late 80s. Well, anyway, so he basically decides he's going to squeeze between these two cop cars. Now, we had a guy that was over 21 in the car with us, you know, that bought us beer and shit.
Sure.
And then I was in the front seat and I had beers on me and, you know, inside my jacket and stuff. So he goes through the cop cars and the mirrors go, scratch the shit out of the cop cars. The cops go, hey, and they start coming down the hill. And he goes, and so what does he do? He backs up, scratches him again, dude. Cop gets us out of the car, basically searches us, searches me. I thought I'm going to jail. I got alcohol all on me. I had an open beer in my, like, my pants, you know, like right there by my belt buckle. Like I stuck it down there and then they got him out of the car. They arrested him for DUI. Said, are you okay to drive? I said, I sure as shit am. So as we're following him, he's looking back in the cop car, looking back at us. And we're like holding our beer cans up going, you know what I mean? Driving behind the cop. So I don't know if you remember where the old police station was over by Lake Wire. We went up there. No. They had a dumpster there and we knew we were going to have to go in and his mom was on the way. So we took all the beer out of the car at the police station and threw it in their dumpster.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, man. So, well, I wouldn't say it was like super crazy, but I mean, it got us out of trouble because,
or like I said, or stupid because here's the reason why I asked. Before I get into kind of topic today, I want to get into. I just happened to come across this story was that a man in Colorado decided to try to frame his dog for a DUI.
His dog?
His dog.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
He got pulled over, and I guess the cops saw him trying to switch seats with the dog when he got pulled over and said he wasn't behind the wheel driving. And the guy's like, how much have you had to drink? He said, nothing. It was the dog. The dog was drinking. Like... Obviously, this is Colorado, so you know there's plenty of fucking weed out there. So
shit, all he had to say is his car identifies as a Tesla, and you've gotten out. It auto drives. It drives a Tesla. It drives itself.
Yeah, the article didn't say what he was driving.
Could you still get a DUI for that? I wonder if you could still get a DUI for that if the car's self-driving.
Yeah,
if you're sitting.
You programmed it, and you didn't touch the
rule. The rule: if you're sitting in the driver's seat.
Yep.
You can get a DUI, whether you're driving or sitting in a parked garage. If the car is running and you're sitting in the driver's seat, you can get a DUI.
Yeah, I thought the rule was
keys in the ignition.
Soccer player.
No, I thought the keys had to be away. I think you had to be with.
Nope, I had a buddy that his keys were in the ignition. The car was off. He was in a parking lot at Steak and Shake. They arrested him and gave him a DUI because the key was in the ignition. They said, if you would just put the keys on your seat,
you would have been fine.
We wouldn't have got you for a DUI. We'd have just told you, sleep it off or call somebody.
And you're in the driver's seat, yep, and the keys are ignition. Because you can watch the soccer player when she gets pulled over in the parking lot with her kids in the car.
Yeah.
For DUI. She's actually sitting in the parking lot sleeping, and someone calls them because there are two kids in the back. They're awake, and she was sleeping in the driver's seat, sleeping off some alcohol. And she got arrested for DUI because of that, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, see, with today's technology, why not just get an Uber? I mean, it's so easy to get Uber. Yeah. Like, that's one of those things.
I'm not going to sit here and be that guy, though. I've done it myself, which is stupid.
I'm not going to lie. I've done it. Shit. When I'm fucking with Clint sometimes, I'm like, fuck. Either we're going to get the Uber, or sometimes I end up picking them up, and they say, no, I'm driving. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have been driving, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to lie. There have been times where I'm like, come on, Eddie, you know better than this.
Yep.
But... yeah, shit happens. But yeah, for the most part, it's always an Uber. I'm usually pretty good just saying, hey, I know I'm going to be drinking, getting an Uber. But sometimes you got friends that influence you, and then you just totally forget. So
and sometimes that you just make dumbass decisions.
Yeah, and that's
I think the worst one, too, is where you think you're okay when you've been drinking. You mm-hmm. think you're okay when you get in the wheel, and then you're driving, like, back from Tampa, and you get about halfway back, and then you realize you're not fucking okay. You know, it starts to set in, and shit's getting worse, and you're like, oh, yep. Fuck.
Better pull that bitch over and sleep it off a little bit.
Yeah.
So So
you're absolutely right, man. Done that. Been there, done
that.
I only
had that happen one time to me when I was a kid, and luckily it was back when I-4 was not fucking packed out.
Well,
it's the, and I pulled off and stopped because I was like, oh my god.
Right now, I-4 is the deadliest highway in the country. So,
because nobody fucking knows how to drive in Florida anymore.
I literally was coming back from work yesterday. I obviously from St. Pete. 4 accidents between the Howard Franklin, is that the Howard Franklin 60, whatever 60 bridges? I think it's Howard Franklin. And between there and I-4, before I even got to Plant City, 4 or 5 accidents just on that damn road. I'm like, holy
shit.
It's
Howard Franklin, by the way.
Yep. Is it Howard Franklin? Okay.
Yeah, because the other one's the Gandy.
Okay. I always forget those fucking bridges. But anyways. Cool. But so today I wanted to we've already been 35 minutes before we even get to the topic of the day. So
that's why the show runs on so long. We fucking just talk. If you get a chance in the chat, check out the giant dick guy because it's fucking insane.
I will have to look at this in a little bit. So like
it's giving me fucking nightmares just looking at this bitch.
Dude, stop looking at pictures of me.
All right, so anyway,
sitting down and it's extending past his kneecap. I mean, that's fucked up.
Now you're gonna hit me. Oh, you said it's in the chat. Let me take a look here, real quick.
Yeah, it's in the fucking chat, like 4th image down.
It's not letting me click. It's not letting me click right now. I think it's because it's recording, but I'll take a look at it later.
Check it out later.
It's
a Sun article.
So today, I wanted to get your guys' thoughts, and I know Brad will probably get a lot of feedback on this, but. Why is your mouth open like that? Were you actually contemplating having that 18 inches in your mouth, sir? Like, you look like...
If my mouth is 18 inches in my head, I mean, he's got that kind of girth.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
Eddie was talking to Brad at that moment, not me, because I was drinking my alcohol.
All right, so anyways, tipping, today's tipping process, ethics, procedures. When you guys are going out, restaurant, bars, stores, wherever it be, tipping, where do you typically tip and where do you say, no, I'm not going to tip? And the reason why is because I had a post that I put on Facebook not too long ago. And of course, it blows up. You know, so I happen to sprinkle little shits every now and then on Facebook and the shit goes crazy. Right? I'm just like an instigator. But anyways, my beef was... When I'm in a restaurant, I will tip 20-25%. Not a big deal, no matter where I'm at. Especially even if it's in these fancy restaurants, you're going to pay out your ass. Like, you know you're going there, you're going to pay extra on the service. Where I have an issue with is a lot of times recently here, and I've noticed this trend growing and growing more, is that when you like go to Dave and Buster's or something like that, and you're going to go get your card for how many games you're going to play. When you swipe your card, that little screen says $50 plus, you know, tip. Like, do you tip the person that's giving you a card so that way you can go play games and stuff like that? Like, it's become like I was at Panera Bread and I get my morning sausage biscuit before I go into the office. And it's like you feel obligated because like you're spending $8 or whatever. And next thing you know, tip 15, 20, 25%. I'm like, but all I did was just order my thing to go. I'm not sitting down. Like, why do I have to tip? And the thing is, I feel obligated and I feel like an asshole if I don't hit the button to say, yeah, I'm going to tip. What are your guys' thoughts? Do you guys tip on this type of situation? Obviously, the restaurant, everyone knows restaurants, you're going to tip. You should tip even if you get bad service. You even can tip the minimum. And at that, the minimum now it seems like it's going, they keep on jacking this shit up to 35%. Like, let's stick to one, you know, percentage. It, you know, my pay ain't going up consistently. Why does all of a sudden, because, you know, the economy's going bad, that the tips got to go up? Like, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, so what are your guys' thoughts? Do you tip at places other than restaurants?
McDonald's? Do you want me to go first, Brad?
Which one do you guys? All right, which one do you guys want to take this?
So, I sometimes will tip like on pickup and drive through if they are giving me good service. If it's quick, it's fast. Like my little Chinese place down the road, I always tip them, even though I'm just paying. I mean, literally driving there and picking it up, just because they're
super a little friendly. Chinese place like the massage place, or because you tip them? You got to tip those. Shit,
no, I'm talking about the place.
He gives them more. He gives them two tips.
Where you get the food.
Okay, I got you. Okay,
you get the food at. So where I draw the line is I would not tip at like a Dave and Buster's if I'm ordering like a gift card, because that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Because that's not a service. They're getting paid like an hourly wage to run the register. They're not getting paid as a server rate. I don't mind tipping, like picking up food, like at Carrabba's and stuff like that, because I know, I could be wrong on this, Brad can probably correct me, but when you're working the window, you do get paid a little bit more, but you still don't get paid like good, right? So it's just minimum wage. It's not server minimum wage. It's just regular minimum wage. So right. I always like to tip them because they still have to like put the food together and they have to bag it up and they got to put all the stuff in there. They got to look through it, make sure everything's right. And people have a tendency to remember you, especially if you eat at the place a lot. So if you tip, they normally come out and like take care of your shit first. So I like to tip for places like that.
All right. And yeah. Like I said, I don't have a problem.
Valets.
But yeah, of course you're going to tip valets. Them. Of course, yeah, because they got your fucking car. You're going to want to tip them. But yeah, no, I mean, stuff like that, like valets, restaurants, you know, the fast food, I'm still on the fence with that one, because I feel like I literally ordered on the kiosk to order my food, go to the desk to pick it up. Now I have to tip on this.
The fast food's a no for me.
And so is donating to charities.
Yes.
For the most part. Don't ask Mike to round up 3 cents, because he'll say no thank you. No thanks. He does, I swear to God, Eddie.
No, I think I heard this on
a penny. What was it, a penny you embarrassed your wife?
I think I heard this on one of those episodes you guys had about this.
Yeah, it was like $11.99. She's like, would you like to round that up for something? No, I'm good, thank you.
It was for the Wounded Firefighters Association. Yeah. I couldn't spare an extra penny for them to save the families.
Fucking asshole. No.
He totally embarrassed his wife. It was the best ever.
Yeah, she was like, because I did well. It wasn't because I just didn't give lie. I just said no, thank you. I thought they were asking me if I wanted a fucking brownie or some bullshit. You know, they're always trying to upsell you.
And we all know you wouldn't say no to that, bitch. Yeah. You'd be like, go ahead. So, can you throw in an extra one too, please, for $2.99?
Yeah. I got a buddy that needs it too.
Asking for a friend.
Fuck you, Eddie.
All right, Brad, so let's hear your side of this, your tipping side. And we're not talking about Cal tipping, Brad tipping, or anything like that. We want to know what Brad tips.
I will tip 20% 9 times out of 10 at a restaurant.
Sure.
On to-go orders, I'll normally, like, let's say if it's like $20, I'll throw in $3, you know, something like that. I don't normally give them like 20% on a to-go order, because usually they fuck it up. I mean, honestly,
most of the 9 time,
times out of 10, they fuck my shit up. They'll always be short me something. Believe it or not, who's done it lately is Chick-fil-A, and they are usually on the money. But they'll forget like my fucking sauce, dude, or something like that. So I got to go back and get it. You know what I mean? It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I didn't forget.
Or Jesus, you can be like,
save you from diabetes.
or you can be like Eric when he gets all hyped up about DoorDash fucking up his order.
Well, that's that own motherfucker's fault. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Seriously.
100% Eric's fault.
If it's fucked up, you're going to order again? Like, what the hell? Let me do it again.
Well, listen, to his defense, I have had orders where it has come fucked up. And usually DoorDash's customer service is pretty fucking spiffy and spot on. They will refund you, get you whatever you need ASAP. They said I had a bad order, and they're like, do you want to have this reordered or do you want to just have a refund? I said, no, I'm hungry. I would like to have my food. So they went ahead and reordered, and they still gave me a little bit of credit, not all of it. And for some reason, and this was Chipotle. I love Chipotle, but for some reason that day they had a bad fucking day, because my first order was wrong. And then when the second order came, it was fucking wrong as well. Had my name on it, everything, and it was a completely different order. I was like, okay, I'm done. And I reached out to them again, and they said, would you like to order? I was like, no, I'm done with them. Just give me my refund. I'm fucking pissed, and I'm hungry. So I went to bed fucking mad as hell. Yeah. So anyways.
Eric Collins, that shit.
Yeah. So anyways, to his defense, yeah, I would get a reorder, but usually the second time it should be better, but not this, it was one of those that, this one fucked up twice, so. whatever. And I looked, and I made sure it wasn't me that ordered it wrong. So I went back and said, no, this is right.
Yeah.
Twice. So it was on them.
See, I can't get over that because even though I'm like, I don't mind spending money, when I get on there and I start ordering shit and I know that it's like a $10 item and they're charging like $22 plus the delivery, I'm like, oh, Jesus, man, I can't be this lazy. Like, I just got to drive up there and get it. Like, I just, for some reason, it's like, that's my tipping point.
Yep. No,
Starbucks at a soccer game.
Oh, okay. Hold on, though. That was different.
Yeah.
We were at a sporting event. It was fucking cold. Okay. And you were crying. Like, literally.
Oh, I see. I knew he was going to go there with it.
You were crying.
And you're like, oh, I don't want it. Just something warm to drink and hold. And I was like, here's my dick. And you said, oh, it's a little bigger.
I would have been fine with that.
Just grab on it, little buddy. You're good.
Everybody was watching as our two fucking old asses that don't have any kids in this high school girls soccer game, you know, roll up to the little car that pulls up and hands two Starbucks drinks, and we're standing over by the coaches. So one thing, we're either like fucking scouts, like two fat scouts from out of nowhere college, or we're just fucking weirdos.
Hey, look, Chick-fil-A University's recruiting.
This is coming from the same guy, Eddie, that wanted to freaking like wear a t-shirt. You want to tell him what it was going to be on it, Mike?
No, we've had this conversation. We've had this conversation.
Yeah. Sorry, that's Brad's Alzheimer's.
Yeah, sorry.
Fucking conversations.
Huh? What?
So what about though, Brad? What about when you go, and I think you may have said that, I must have missed it, when you actually go to like a Dave & Buster's or whatever, anything that's starting to ask for tips now? Like,
I don't tip.
You don't tip at all. But you don't feel obligated? You don't feel guilty if you say?
No, not at all. Because you know what? I wasn't tipping before that. So why should I do it now just because they put it on a freaking keyboard and a machine in front of me? It's different. If they were offering me a service, like a server or somebody that's bringing food to me or whatever it might be, that's fine. I'm getting a gift card or whatever. Yeah, fuck you, man. Sorry. Here.
Yes, and see,
just $50. Give me my gift card. I'm out.
And see, I got into the debates with a lot of folks that were servers, and like, well, you don't understand what we got to go. Just like, but I get it. If you're in the restaurant business, I completely understand. I'm going to take care of it. But when I just go in just to grab something and leave, you put this tip machine in front of me, like, and now a lot of places they stand there when you swipe your card, like, waiting for you to finish. I'll
look straight in the face.
I'm like,
thank you.
Okay. All right. So I could be an asshole, but I feel guilty as shit. You put that in front of me. It's like people come knocking on my door to door. Like, you know, when they try to sell me something, I'm like, I'm not that guy that says, please leave me alone. Go away. No solicitors, please. I'll just sit there, wait and listen. And then, no, I'm not interested. Thank you. Oh, you sure? No, I'm good. I'm sure. And then I feel bad after a while.
I got the best invention, and I learned it from Mike actually a year prior to that. And that is, I went and got myself a Ring doorbell and cams. So now I can see them coming. I just don't answer the fucking door.
Well,
and I just let them stand there. Because it comes up on my TV set too with my Alexa app. So I can literally get a box in the corner that shows me that somebody's sitting at my door. And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I had the Ring at my old house, but this house, I have 10 cameras at this house, but yet I still open the door every now and then. Most of the time, you know, I feel bad. Again, I feel bad because I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. And like, they see my, because I got the glass door, so they can see my TVs on and all that. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you know? I got those 9-pane window, like farm doors. So I like to do is stand on the inside with my cup of coffee, and they're standing on the outside. And I say, hey, they're like, hey, how you doing? Like waving at me. And I'm like, the door's locked. Do you have the key? And I'm standing on the inside. So they're like, what the fuck? It's like, I can't get out.
There was,
I had a guy going for like 20 minutes. Like literally.
I'm locked in my own house.
Yeah.
See, I'm like, a dick. He's the dick.
I put the door on backwards. I've been stuck in here for weeks.
I had a lady, a group of Jehovah's Witnesses that was coming to my old house on a regular because
love
I
love those people.
I was home. Because I had just finished having one of my shoulder surgeries, one of four shoulder surgeries. And I happened to make the mistake of opening the door. So then they're like, oh yeah, we're going to come talk to you and make you feel, you know, because I know you're going to be home alone and you're sore, you can be hurt, blah, blah. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So then when I was with my ex, I was telling her, I said, you know what? If you're going to be home and I know they're going to come through, what we need to do is leave the windows open and start fucking and see what happens if they're going to come back or not. They're like, nah, okay, we're not doing this. It just got really weird all of a sudden. But I sometimes I feel like either I'm going to just open the door naked and be like, hey, what's up? And see what happens. My luck, it'd be the, well, sir, how are you? And then I'm like, fuck, this didn't work. You know?
No, I got it, dude. I got it.
I can tell you how to handle the situation.
Just wear a gimp suit, dude.
No. All you have to do is ask them and say, all seriousness, say, oh, wow, I'm so glad that you guys are here. How many members do you have? And they'll rattle off some crazy number. And they're like, yeah, but only 144,000 of you get into heaven. So how do I get in that top 144,000 people? And it'll bewilder them. They'll be like, oh, I don't know. I was like, are one of you going to give me your spot? Like, do you have a card? Like, what's the deal here? Like, is there a special pass? You know, because if I'm not in the top, like, why do I want to show up? I'm a little fucking late. And this isn't just 144,000 this year. This is like 144,000 people of all time since your shit was founded. So, like,
I guess I didn't realize there was a cap. People. There was a cap on their
cap on their religion. They believe in a cap. Yeah, they believe in a cap. Like, there's a limit.
You're bidding. Like, you're bidding for Christ.
I'm like, shit. Like, oh. And I'm not that good of a person. So, I mean, I don't know what my odds are. So, I'm already coming late to the game. I'm 46 years old. That means I'm 46 years behind some of you dumbasses.
I hate to tell you.
You got people born into this shit. And so, you're telling me little fucking Timmy's not going to go to heaven first?
Unfortunately.
I get his number.
And unfortunately, that group is a very tough group to work with, too, because I had to DJ a wedding, a Jehovah's Witness wedding. And before the wedding itself, every song that was potentially going to be played had to go through a committee, a whole committee to approve songs that were to be played. And then, of course, obviously, they provided me songs that they wanted to hear during the events. But songs that obviously that would fill in the rest of the night, every song that I was, and it's like, who knows what song I said? I don't know the vibe that I'm going to be feeling. I don't know how the crowd's reacting to certain music. I don't know. So it limited me to such a small group. And it literally took almost a week for these people to go through the whole committee and, you know, approve songs. It was
crazy, man.
I was like, never again will I go through this process ever again.
So I have to ask you, Eddie, were you single?
No, I was not at the time.
I was going to say, did you bang one of those 144,000?
No. Listen, you know, believe it or not, I'm more like Mike. I've always been in relationships, it seems like. I don't stay single very long. I mean, look at me. Do I look like I stay single very long? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just saying.
Here we go.
Exactly.
I mean, when you got our looks, I mean,
they like us and they want to keep us.
I mean, because speaking of matter of fact, I called Sheena over the weekend. I was leaving Lowe's and I had a cart, one of those carts full of 20 bags of topsoil. And as I was pushing this out, I saw this car creeping up on me and rolling the window down. I was like, oh, boy. At first, I was like, these bitches think I'm Mexican and probably doing some work, and they wanted me to come to their house, goddammit. But instead.
Maybe you put fences up? No habla. English.
So instead.
I can just imagine. Hola, mi amigo.
Sure enough.
¿Cómo está? El duo.
Ironically, it was two older white women that rolled up, and I was like, that's the whole point. I was like, oh, they're going to fucking ask me if I got some work. But they asked me, hey. How you doing? You wonder, is that coming? Is that coming to our house? You gonna bring that to our house? We could use it. I'm like, no, ma'am. I got my own yard work to do. And so then she started asking me questions. I'm like, I don't fucking know. She asked me about something, loom or something. I was like, I don't know. I said, all I know is I had a vision. I knew where I needed to go, grab my stuff and go. I don't look around. I just go to Lowe's and get the stuff I need to get to finish my project.
Yeah, no shit.
And she's like, oh, okay, well, we just figured to stop and ask and stuff. I'm like, And then yesterday, when was Mother's Day? Sunday was Mother's Day?
Yeah, Sunday.
So that happened on Saturday. So I go Sunday to my Mother's Day with my mom and my aunt. And we had a very flamboyant waiter in Chili's. And
oh yes,
this was the worst.
Lots of flair.
It was bad. Like, one, there was no salt on the table. Our chips and salsa never got brought in. And all of a sudden, you know, he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh my God, I will make this up. He said, he goes, do you want another round of beer? I'm like, oh, of course, yeah. I know I'm gonna drink more than one round. It's two for one. Why not? He comes back, this one's on me. I'm like, oh man. And let me tell you,
it is.
Listen, I have a lot of gay friends. There's nothing wrong with this, but it was, I told my mom, I said, should I drink this? I might have gotten roofied if I drink this. You know, I don't know where this is going to end up.
Dude. It's the first time Eddie woke up in a strange place tied to another bed. Face down.
So I'm like, then we're back to the whole tipping situation. Ask. Do I tip now for this because he gave me actually a beer?
It's like, I just want a different
real quick,
tip.
So, yeah.
I got to ask real quick. Because, like, if I was in that situation, because I'm also dark-skinned, if I'd have walked out and these two women approached me, I'd have totally been like, no habla inglés, and just kept fucking walking. I'd have reversed that shit. No habla inglés.
But, yeah, a lot of them will try to start speaking to you in Spanish, like, oh, fuck, this is now I'm done.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them actually have. No,
then they say, no habla español. And they're like, what the fuck?
No habla español. And they're like, wait a minute, you spoke Spanish to me, you asshole.
No, no habla.
So I just thought it was funny when I talked to Sheena, I was like, listen, I got hit on by older women and I got hit on by a gay guy. At least I know I can attract both sides of the spectrum.
Everything.
Exactly. So
everything.
Back to this is why I think you should stay single very long.
I'm not even going to say it the way I was going to say it.
He got a tip on the piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I was making sure I rechecked my words there.
When he said, this beer's on me, you should have been like, I'd rather be in you. Wait, what?
I could have something else on you.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Where are you going to pour it? Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Y'all going to make me drink this redemption bourbon in another glass here. I've already went through two.
See, the problem with that is what scares me is that, like, you just, even though they have, like, the gay voice, you never know how fucking strong the motherfuckers are.
Oh, yeah. Which,
you know what I mean?
Which, okay, so.
Like, I've had some little-ass gay friends.
Wait, what does it have to do with anything?
I've had some little-ass gay friends that are strong as
little-ass gay friends.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, they're wired.
You're talking about Brad? Little,
they act.
No. Fuck you both.
You know, they act dainty. They're all like,
you are my type, bitch.
You know, and like everything. And it's like, all of a sudden, though, when they fucking like want to put you in an armbar, you're like, what the fuck just happened?
No,
No,
yeah, some of
the Spanish guys.
Some of them. Come on, everybody's into Spanish, guys. Everyone wants a Spanish. Mm-hmm. Latin lovers.
Lots of fire.
No, yeah, some of them are some strong bastards. You know, they're used to, you know, manhandling people. Literally manhandling people.
Yeah.
Manhandling. Eddie, just stop while you're ahead.
I can't tell you, like, how many times I've been asked if I want a cerveza. You know, and I don't even speak Spanish, and I'm not Spanish, but they're like, would you like a cerveza? And they say it in Spanish, however you say, would you like? I don't even know how to say that.
Yeah,
I mean, I know what it is because I hear it so many times.
Like, quiero un cerveza, you know, be good to go.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah. Yeah. Movie gratiocho. Mama la pinga.
No, never say mama la pinga or chupa la pinga.
I don't know. I don't even know what that shit means.
All right, so we are up to an hour. Look at that. We've already hit an hour, guys, and I still got shit we can still talk about. But
I know.
What you guys need to do is you guys need to go ahead and...
Do you tip people based on how they look?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm just kidding. Don't you lie, Eddie, you lying fuck. I was gonna say you lying motherfucker. Listen, you were thinking about saying no.
Listen. Here's how this works.
Bullshit.
It depends. Even if you look good, because you can be a bitch and you look good as hell, right? Because you know your shit, just can get whatever you want, and you can be a fucking bitch. If you look decent and you can flirt with me and you can actually hold a conversation and joke with me, because I'm a fucking jokester when I go out, I will be the talk. I will talk to everybody. And if you will hold that conversation, yes, 100% you will get tipped. Oops, hit the damn mic. You will get tipped pretty well if you make, you know, good conversation and enjoy my jokes and laugh. If you are snooty as hell and you know you're a fucking perfect 10, yeah, you ain't going to get much from me. I mean, I'm still going to tip you, but you're not going to get much. But if you are the looks and the personality, abso-fucking-lutely, you will get extra for sure.
Have you ever tipped somebody well, even though they didn't deliver good service, just because you felt bad for them?
Yes, I have.
Like I said,
felt bad because of the way the other tables were treating them. So I've done it.
Like I said, I will tip no matter what the minimums. Like my minimum is typically 20%, right? Even if you give me shitty service, I'll be pissed, but I'm not an asshole where I'm not going to tip you. Like, at least I'm in a position where, okay, fine, I'm going to tip you. If I wasn't in the position, I probably don't go out as often, but... And that was a whole another debate on the whole tipping thing. Well, if you can't afford to go out, I'm like, no, that don't use that as a fucking excuse, because sometimes people just fucking suck at their job. And not every server is fucking the greatest server in the world. But yeah, if it's bad service and no personality, you're still going to get the minimum, but I'm not going to go over the top. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, I had a situation. I was at Sonny's and there was this older lady that was working there. And she was doing, like, not a good job. Like, part of it was they double sat her, which is always a bitch for a waiter or waitress. But then she was sitting in there and she was talking to, like, another table, and I overheard her, and she says, I'm working 16 hours and I've got another 4 hours to go before I'm off my shift, because, like, I guess two people called in. And she's like, I've been on my feet, and I haven't had a day off in 7 days. And I just felt so bad for her. I was like, holy shit, this sucks. You just got double sat and you've been working 16 hours on your feet, running food. And I felt bad for her. So literally, like, you know, I gave her like $100 on like a $20 order.
There you go.
Because felt bad. Even though the service was like, I mean, she like forgot. I had to ask her like 4 times to go grab my sweet tea. And she kept going, oh, damn, sweetie, I'm so sorry. Like, I just got distracted, and I'm like, okay, like, it's fucking sweet tea. Like,
no, I mean,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I've done that.
That's how she had a great day.
I've done the whole tipping more than what the bill is. I've done that a few times. Where I've also I'm not sure if you guys have done this tip generously, was if you happen to have an older person who probably should be retired, and you know that they are working because Social Security ain't giving them shit, and they don't have,
that's right,
and they're working their ass.
That's how this lady was.
Yeah. So at that point, no matter what, I'm like, all right, this is someone's grandma. This is someone's mom that should be home, you know, making quilted blankets for their grandkids, but they're out here working. Cause my grandmother's 4'9", something like that, and she's just a little fragile old lady, but yet when she came to Connecticut, she wanted to do a little work on the side just to make some extra cash, and she was in Kohl's, and it was killing me. I'm like, why do you want to do this? But so when I see this, I'm like, all right, I got to help out. So I'm usually, tipping extra, so that way they can have a little something, you know, whatever. I mean, to them, any little bit will help them, because obviously fucking today's economy fucking sucks ass. So
I'll tell you my pet peeve about tipping, though, and I don't know if this has happened to you, but have you ever been in like a restaurant or something like that, and then you've bought merchandise as well at the restaurant, like say shirts or something like that? Like, and it's more of like the resort style places.
Yep.
And they bring the bill and they add the auto gratuity for like 20%, and it includes the merchandise. So you're like, buy like you know, three shirts at like 30 merch. Bucks. So you have 60 bucks. You got 60 bucks in merchandise, and then you have like your $50 bill in food. So you're sitting at like 110 bucks, and they auto put the gratuity on there for 20% on the whole fucking bill.
That
drives me nuts.
That I have not encountered.
I've had that happen a couple times, and I don't even fucking realize it until after I paid the bill. And I'm like, motherfucker, I paid a tip on fucking t-shirts.
I can see that happening like over at Hooters and Wing House where they sell you shit while you're sitting there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm.
This was one of those places like over, one of them was at Lovebirds right here in Lakeland.
Oh, the one that took over the Starbucks. The
Starbucks there on the corner.
I heard it's pretty good. I mean,
wanted some of those.
Oh, Brad, how is it? I know you've gone there.
Crack cocaine.
It's good.
Yeah, see, I figure Brad's been there, so
yeah, it's like crack.
Is it really?
The parking's a bitch, but it's really
good. It's retarded.
That's what makes it.
Even when it was a Starbucks, it was retarded. I'm like, this is nuts.
Yeah, now it's even more retarded. I mean, you got people fucking fighting each other to get chicken, and it's like, I need my goddamn chicken now.
Really? Is it that good? Yeah.
Oh, it's that good. It's that intense. Like, it's just, and they got that shit like clockwork. Like, here's your fucking piece of chicken. Move the fuck out of the way. Here's your piece of fucking chicken. Move the fuck out of the way.
See, I can't remember the last time I actually went someplace though. And got some just fried chicken. Like, I think Publix was the last place to get fried chicken because Publix fried chicken is fucking the bomb.
Oh, they have some good fucking fried chicken.
Yeah, they do.
Now. Don't be knocking.
But anytime I've gone to like, no, absolutely not. I love Publix fried chicken.
Now you got all Mike's subject right there. We'll talk for another 30 minutes.
Yeah, man. Talk about food. Popeyes, hell yeah.
You just never get that shit. Popeyes down here in South Florida.
No, they never have chicken. It's a chicken spot. They never got fucking chicken.
Yeah, they're either out of fucking chicken or their fucking credit card / cash machine doesn't fucking work. Oh, we got the chicken now, but we can't take the money.
Yeah, no.
Oh, we out of chicken. We could take the money, but we out of chicken.
I've never understood that. So why even have the store open if you got no goddamn chicken? I don't understand. Why are they paying you to be here?
Taking the chicken.
Close that shit up. Don't. That's like.
And they make you go through the whole fucking thing. It's like number one. Sorry, we don't have any of that right now. All right, I'll just take a number two. Yeah, we're out of number two as well.
How about you just tell me what the fuck you got?
Chicken. No, we're you go. How about a piece of dark meat? Yeah, we're out of dark meat.
Oh yeah,
white meat, fucking out of white. Oh. So what the fuck do you have? Like, what do you have?
Yeah,
we don't have anything.
We got shit, cash register, motherfucker.
Bro. And then like, are you gonna tip us after this, sir?
Yeah, no shit.
You can see I'm bitter with some of here's this tipping stuff, man. Service.
That's true story too, man. You laugh, but that's true.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, tip a tip. Us? Here's what people get fucking forget. A tip is for doing a good job. It's not. It has nothing to do with being expected. Like, it's not automatic. That's why it's optional.
Well, no.
You know what I mean?
That's true, but I think a lot of
that's
folks
that's the original intention of
it. Right, but I think a lot of folks that get into this industry is like, all right, well, I'm going to make good money off of tips. Well, not if you're not doing well.
And they feel like it.
Yeah, it's retarded. Yeah. But then where I've got myself into trouble with folks that are in this industry is I'm like, remember – this is a fucking interim job for like really high school kids, maybe college kids that are working, not a career. Like maybe if you were in the management and maybe if you owned it and that type of situation, or if you were like a regional manager, different. But if you're there working, like,
thank you.
Typically you should only be here between teenage years, maybe your college years, getting through school. Don't make this a career. If you think of this as a career, you're already making bad decisions in your life if you're then all of a sudden you're expecting other people to pay additionally for your life choices. I mean,
that's what drives me nuts about the fucking minimum wage and like fucking McDonald's and shit. Okay. McDonald's is supposed to be like an intro job. It's like, here's your intro to fucking working. You get to deal with fucking people and learn some fucking people skills in like a high stress situation. So when you out in the real world, you can be thankful for having a great job. This isn't like I need to support my 19 fucking kids off your fucking happy
absolutely.
Order. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean? Like, seriously.
I threw a temper tantrum one time. I was Taco. It was Taco Bell, and it's been a while since I've been Taco Bell, and my order came out wrong. I said, see, and this is why you guys want more than minimum wage. You can't even fucking read the order right the back. And I lost my shit, and I walked out. But then I felt bad. I was like, maybe I should
Taco Bell's
the
worst.
I've already said you're going, God, you guys are a couple of dicks.
Taco Bell's worst. It's literally like the same fucking five ingredients for fucking everything. Everything is the same fucking five ingredients. All you gotta do is put it on the right fucking wrapper. Like, that's it. Do you want a burrito? I'm going to fold it this way. You want a fucking taco? I'm going to fold it this way. Like, well, that's it. Like, quesadilla.
And then what?
Fucking put two tacos together and fucking press that shit.
And then what?
Some angry fat guys.
Listen. Listen. And then after that, after they fuck it up, are you still going to tip me? See, I'm still back on. Are you going to tip me? Are you going to tip me?
That is so fucking true right there.
I got three kids at the house. I need this money,
yeah, man. I need some money, man. I feel like I'm getting panhandled right there in the damn store. Versus out on the street with half the
people. And that's how I feel, too, when it comes up when I ask you to donate to shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the rounding up and all this bullshit. Because you know the company's already fucking paid that money to the charity. They're just recouping that shit tax-free. Mm-hmm. And you're not getting a tax deduction.
You know who does that a lot, too? And I love Publix to death. I really do. But Publix does that a lot where I was in, obviously, in St. Pete. The little Publix that's right there by the office on Alderman Road or whatever. And she's like, hey, you know, we're doing a donation with one of our employees had a baby and, you know, the insurance didn't cover a lot of stuff. I'm like, okay. It's like, we're just doing a donation to help cover some of the costs.
What a dick.
You know, okay. You know, so I'm like,
you're looking around for fucking Jerry Springer.
I'm like,
fuck, am I the father?
So then, of course, it's a little old lady that's asking you. And they're like, fuck, yes, I will donate. Here you go. Oh, it's like, it's getting worse. Like, it's driving me nuts. Like, I work hard for my money. Yes, I don't mind spending money. I enjoy spending money. But damn, it's getting to the point where tipping is just an annoying thing. Like, we should get to the point where you pay your servers enough on the hourly wage.
Well, that's what
eliminate tipping altogether, and just everyone's happy, you know.
That's what I like about Canada. It's like, you don't tip in Canada because the servers make enough and it's just everything's included in the food. Like,
that's the way it should be.
It's done.
That is the way,
you know. Like,
where I was at a restaurant, and I want to say, when it came time to the bill, I was like, hey, there's no line for tipping. And she was like, no, sir, there's no tipping here. We can't accept tips. I forgot where the fuck I was at. I was like, really? And like, she's like, yeah. It's like, oh, okay. This is how it should be. I appreciate it. You did a great job.
This is refreshing.
Yeah. So now on that note, before I get ready to wrap this up, I wanted to bring this into you guys. When you guys travel, because you guys travel a lot with your jobs, when you guys stay in a hotel,
yes,
do you tip housekeeping? And I know Sheena's going to listen to this episode because I want to hear, once you guys get your responses, I want to know.
All right, Mike, before we get out of here, you answer that first.
It depends on where I'm staying and how long I stay. For business trips, I usually stay at like Hilton's and Hamptons, and I don't like them to do the daily cleanup, so I put the little flag up. So I don't normally tip housekeeping in those locations. But if I'm staying in a place like a resort or something of that nature, then I will tip them. Or if I'm there for an extended stay and I'm having them refresh the room and stuff like that, I do. But like the Hamptons and Hiltons, I normally don't. Because I'm only there for like a night, you know, or two nights because we're bouncing around. So I don't really fuck the room up that bad, in my opinion.
Okay. No Home Alone jerking type shit going on in the hotel room? Better masturbations? When you're lonely.
Oh, I didn't say that.
You gotta mess up the room at some point.
Bed after me in a hotel room, your shit is itching.
Yeah, you're gonna definitely have some red blotches on your skin by the time it's said and done.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of my rule of thumb on that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like Mike. I don't tip on business trips just because I don't let them in my room, so they're not in there anyway because I hang the thing on the door. Because I'm only there for maybe one night, two nights tops. Sometimes, you know, yeah, mostly it's only two nights. But if I go to like a resort, like, you know, whether it be like a Disney resort or Universal, then yeah, I'll leave money.
So, okay. So then let me ask you this. What makes it different though? Because I stayed in a lot of resorts because I have my timeshare. They don't come for a week to come change your shit, but yet I still leave. I leave money everywhere I stay. Sheena thought it was the craziest. She goes, what are you doing? I was like, well, tipping housekeeping. I said, we were here for 4 days. You know, they don't come in and change your stuff. I'll just leave. But even on a one night stay, I still leave $2-3, you know, the
sucker.
But again, because not all resorts, and you can look this up. And Mike, I know you're a person who likes Googling shit. Look it up and you will see that resorts, housekeeping staff, they rely on those tips. And this is what I was trying to explain to Sheena. She didn't realize that, but she happened to look it up. Like my resort, my timeshare, Blue Green, apparently they paid their housekeeping staff pretty well. But so you didn't have to leave as, you know, whatever. But the fact that most of them actually rely on these tips on the bed, and a lot of people don't know that. And I didn't know that till, I don't know, 2010, when one of my buddies did it. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, oh, I'm tipping the staff. You know, you tip your housekeeping staff, because even though they don't come in all the time, yet they're still coming in after you and taking care of the shit that you just made dirty, your dirty sheets, your dirty ass that probably didn't take a shower, you know, that type of shit. So, yeah, a lot of hotels, actually the housekeeping rely on those tips. That I will tip. Yeah. That I don't have a problem with.
Yeah. And, you know, the internet agrees with you, Eddie. I mean, most people say anywhere from $2 to $20 per night, depending on the cost of the hotel room.
Yeah.
For housekeeping.
See?
Cheap. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have you guys muted. Jeremy, sorry. I have you guys muted. So how much a night?
Yeah, I never thought about it on the one night stays, because I'm literally in and out of there so fast. Like, they don't normally, sometimes I don't even have time to shower, you know?
Yeah,
no. I literally get there, I crash, and then I wake up the next morning and I'm packing my shit up.
Yep, I've done the same thing. So, roll in at midnight. I'm out of there by 7. You know, and I'm still, you know, leaving something, because I know someone has to clean up, make that bed, put together, because they have to reset those rooms every single time. Back to like if it was a. Now, granted, I've had nights where like I stayed at a Knights Inn. Yeah. I'll never stay at a Knights Inn ever in my life again. But, you know, now that I'm doing okay, most of my stays are either at my resort or a Marriott or a Hill Inn or things like that.
Yeah.
You know, there are my times where I can do that, quote unquote, be bougie Mike type situation where I spend a little money just because I like to live, stay a little quality instead of just being cheap all the time. But yeah, so every time, and like I said, this was a conversation me and Sheena had. She was just, you know, astounded. She's like, what you're doing? You're just leaving the money on the bed. Why would you do that? And like, so I said, look it up. And sure enough, she went and looked up and same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like part of the vacation is like where you stay is part of the experience. And if you get a nice room, just a higher quality bed, the bigger room, the nicer amenities, the better shower, it just makes the trip so much more enjoyable.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Like, even though if you're not in there all day long, it's gonna be like, well, I'm just gonna sleep there and shower. But yeah, but it's different. Like the whole atmosphere is different. Like everything's different.
What so, they say, money don't buy happiness, but it can get a nice ass hotel room.
Yeah, no shit, man. Yeah, money. If you're not buying happiness with money, you're spending your money fucking wrong. That's all I gotta say.
Yep.
You're buying the wrong shit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fucking happy when I get my big ribeye, sitting in my nice hotel room, drinking my nice ass fucking whiskey.
Yes. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up, guys, because if not, I can be chatting with you guys all night, and we can just and nobody wants to have a Joe Rogan episode to edit. So
All I'm saying is I've never seen a motherfucker find a $20 bill on the ground and go, God damn it, another one.
Yep, exactly. Like, ooh, look what I found today. Yep, exactly.
I'm usually like, oh sweet, another one.
Another $20. These things just need it. They're just the root of all evil.
Yep. All right, so if you guys,
guess what? I'll be evil as shit. Yep.
If you guys want, go ahead and throw out your handles and go ahead and plug your new merch that you guys got. I saw the little fancy t-shirts now, so go ahead and plug that up, and then we'll get ready to roll out of here.
You want to do it, Mike?
That would be you, Brad.
Guys, well, you can follow us on the Tiki Talking on the Tweet Machine at _TheDailyBM, or you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at TheDailyBM, or go to our website at TheDailyBM.com, or email us some nude pics, you know, whatever, at info@TheDailyBM.com. And then you can also buy our new merch, which is just a t-shirt. So fucking buy it. It's $20, you cheap bastards. I know you can. I know you guys ain't cheap on this fucking show because you guys are buying expensive ass fucking whiskey. So if you don't go over and buy a $20 shirt, then fuck you. Anyway, so go over there. It's only like $7 to ship it. You can get a cool shirt, you know. Okay. So be it.
All right. And with that, guys, if you guys enjoyed this episode and these guys, make sure you guys go give them a follow. The Daily BM. Go follow them on their socials as well. Follow us on my socials over at Whiskeyed and Uncensored on Instagram, Facebook, and visit the website whiskeyedanduncensored.com, where we have all the posts, our past episodes, blog posts that are doing very, very well. And with that being said, as always, drink your whiskeys, enjoy your life, and we're out of here, guys. Peace.
Deuces.
Oh my
God. Have a good one.